Can, what's the board say, Raymond?
All we need is, can you tell that's Jesus?
That's actually a real painting by a famous painter. I can't remember who did it. But it's a impressionist painting, as in, like, you're supposed to know it's Jesus but not really see it. Jesus, it's kind of cool. It's like a mental perception thing. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel Jesus right now. He started about the time we were worshiping, singing All We Need Is Him. And Kristen called me, and she's like, what song? I was like, All We Need Is Him. Not because I was trying to set you up for the kill, because let me tell you what, on Saturday night, we got rocked in the prayer service. Let me tell you what. People were laying out all across the floor under God's power well after the music stopped, well after the show was over. Some people in this room said, you want to know what? I don't need music to pray. They were there underneath the power of God. Lives were changed on Saturday night, last Saturday. It was on a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, there's only six of us there. I'm not beating you down if you weren't there. Let me tell you what, the next one, you need to get at it. We turned the lights down. We just put on some music and we talked to God. I have a microphone. These girls were walking around praying over people. Kayla was praying. All these people was praying. And it was just, it was so powerful. I feel a unique atmosphere in this youth ministry. We have a good time. We have so much of a blast. Christians, people think Christians can't have fun. But it's, you know, to be a Christian, you've got to be some wimp. You've got to be something. When Heritage High School football team gets here on the 17th, I'm going to talk a devotion to them called Full Throttle Faith. You want to be a Christian, you better be a man. You better be a woman. Get you some of that. It's got girl power going in here, man. It's just like, golly. It's got a tribe going on. This coming, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. Be here for Big Girls Tea Party.
If you're a girl.
I'm going to do about a...
If you're a guy.
I'm going to do a 13-minute message. This message is called All We Need Is Him. I will not apologize. I'm going to preemptively warn you what I'm going to say tonight. This message, I almost felt like not even preaching, but like then I was up here and I was like, I still feel the Holy Ghost kind of like saying you should talk a little bit, but just, you know, don't go overboard. Let me tell you what, I will probably offend some of you tonight. Because I'm going to talk about we need to stop turning to the TV, to Oprah and MTV to define our lives when you start looking at Jesus Christ. I'm about tired of living in a country when our selves are defined by what Oprah says. Oprah is no one. No one cares eternally who she is. That offends you? Sorry. Get over it. Jesus doesn't care. And I'm sick and tired of seeing kid after kid defined by the next cool trend. Skateboarding school, so I'm going to be a skateboarder. Everything in our culture, we're defined. You just float from thing to thing. We get defined by what the TV says, what the radio says, but we don't look at Jesus anymore. What is messed up with that? This is going to be short to the point. Jude, flip down. The book of Jude, you guys, like, there's a book called Jude. It's the second to last book of the Bible. There's only one chapter. I'm going to read verses 24 and 25. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without a single fault. I want you to notice that. He will bring you into His glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen. Let me tell you what, that is powerful. That is powerful. I feel an unnatural anointing to speak God's words tonight. I have been sensing supernatural shifts lately. You're like, John, you're talking crazy business. Yeah, I am. I'm completely crazy for Jesus. I believe kids are going to start getting healed in this youth ministry. I believe families are going to start getting restored in this youth ministry. I believe kids who can't hear are going to begin hearing here. I believe that mass salvations are going to start happening in the schools in the county because it started here. I'm not even going to do the pastoral prayer or just pray to you guys. We're just going to go into it. Flip back up. Well, no, stay down, sorry. I'm going to just tell you what the scripture means real quick. This says, now all glory to God. It's talking about Jesus and God. That God with, He's going to bring you into His glorious presence without a single fault. With God. If you have God, He's going to keep you from falling away and will bring you into His glorious presence without a single fault. I just added in the end because it's beautiful. All glory, majesty, and power and authority you're given to God. This is beautiful. Let me tell you what. If you got Jesus, your life might not be a wreck. I don't want to see it so blunt. It's going to be scary. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ are you going to be without fault. Me and Ethan were listening to a guy's preaching today. He said there might be a Muslim guy singing Malakut Salam, but one day he's going to say Jesus is Lord. There might be an Indian witch doctor doing all kinds of incantations, but one day his knees are going to hit the ground and he's going to say Jesus is Lord. You might turn on your TV and Oprah says everything's cool, but one day she's going to hit her knees and say Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm tired of seeing a county who can worship the TV and worship concerts, but we can't worship Jesus. All you need is Him. Joy alone will come through God. Your life is beat down. You're beat up. You want joy? Get Jesus. A pill ain't going to fix you. A counseling session ain't going to fix you. The Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ in your life will fix you. That's it. Sorry. You got depression? Go get slapped with a pill. You know what? Your life will probably still be a wreck because you need Jesus. You don't need a pill. Is your life bound down tonight? Are you feeling beat up? Are you feeling weighed down? Are you feeling weighty? Are you feeling bad? You just feel rough. You know what? You don't need to go home and tell your mom, take me to the doctor. I got depression so I can get a pill. No, you need to get Jesus because all you need is Him. You feeling lost and confused? You feeling like there's no purpose in life? Maybe you feel that you wake up each day and you don't know who you are like Alex talks about. Maybe you don't know what your direction for your life is. Let me tell you what, Oprah ain't going to tell you your best life. Dr. Phil ain't going to do you crap. You need Jesus. And I know if I'm freaking some of you guys out about how I'm talking, I don't think we can mess around with this stuff. You know what? There's one way to heaven. There's one answer for life. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 16, correct me if I'm wrong, Ethan, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. None shall come to the Father except by me. Those are words in red. Jesus Christ is speaking. You know what that means blatantly? No one will cut it to heaven unless you come through Jesus. John, are you saying that Muslims worship another God? Yes, I am. John, are you saying they won't make it to heaven? Yes, I am. John, are you saying that people don't accept Jesus but live a good life, they're not going to go to heaven? Yes, I am. Because the Bible says, none shall come to the Father except by me. Either Jesus Christ is the Son of God or He's a liar. We tell you what, it's the first one. Wondering what your future holds? Maybe you're sitting here tonight wondering what you're going to do 5 years from now. Maybe you're unsure. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you don't know what you're going to do after college. Let me tell you what, a horoscope ain't going to tell you your future. Let me tell you what, it ain't going to give you peace in knowing what the Leo for this month said you're going to get. No, you need Jesus. You don't need a horoscope. You need the Holy Ghost. That's about right. The world is not your answer. You're lost. You want to know. You're worried about what you're going to do in 5 years from now. You know what? Get God and you'll have a path. You follow a horoscope, you'll be lost and more screwed up. More lost. By the way, horoscopes are associated with sorcery, which is satanic. Putting that out there for free. You want to disagree with me? Fine. Sorry. Check out the Bible. Sorcery's condemned. If you like sorcery, hope you like Lakes of Fire. It's fun. It's an eternal barbecue. It's kind of fun. No, I'm just kidding. It's not fun at all. You don't want to go there. This is the barbecue you don't want to go to.
The barbecue where you are the barbecue. You are the barbecue.
You are the barbecue.
You are the barbecue.
What's for dinner? You. Not steak. Well, a kind of steak. Tonight, are you sitting here tonight and your past is haunting you? Maybe you were a kid and you got sexually abused. Maybe you were a kid and you got beat up by your dad, beat up by your mom, maybe by your grandmother. Maybe that's hurting you tonight and you told no one your pain. I feel and I know in this room someone is dealing with that. Right now, someone's dealing with that. Someone's been abused. Maybe sexually, maybe physically, in this room tonight. I'm going to tell you, statistically, I can speak it true, 1 in 4. Maybe your past is haunting you. Something might have happened that you had no control over, and you question God because it happened. Let me tell you what. Sometimes in life, bad stuff happens. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. What does that mean? Bad things happen to good people. When something bad happens to you, when someone you love and your family is taken, it doesn't mean God's mad at you or He failed you. It means it was in His will. You are a human being. Who are you to question God's character? Now, I'm not saying that what happened to you isn't important. That is the very thing. You know what? God loves you and He wants you to be free of it. Let me tell you what. Alcohol and drugs ain't going to take your pain away. Jesus is. Only Jesus. You put that liquor bottle in your head. You drink your brains out. The next morning when you wake up with your hangover, you know what? It's going to be haunting your dreams again. The hurt that hit the same last night. Let me tell you what. Temporary relief is not worth eternal damnation. You don't need the world. You need Jesus. I understand that you're hurt. I have a hurt in my life. I didn't have a father. It was hard. Never having a dad. Never having someone at my games. Never having someone to say that you love me. My only person to look at a father told me he loved me one time ever. That's a hard thing. But one day I realized I don't need a counseling session. I have a heavenly father.
Yeah.
Now, counseling is good sometimes. If it's Christian-based, if not, forget it. Sorry. That once again offends someone, but really, I say sorry, I don't mean it, because I'm unapologetic in my gospel. Because Jesus Christ didn't preach to people and say, I'm sorry, I told you that. Don't you apologize for being a Christian in your school. Mm-hmm. Remember that Jesus said, if they persecuted me, won't they persecute you even more? It says that no, you can't stand up in school. You should be unashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of Christ unto salvation. Don't be afraid of living for your Jesus. The world says you should be popular. It's all about being cool. It's all about being awesome. It's all about everyone liking you. It's all about being the next thing. You know, you want to. The world says, you know, you should be the name on everyone's lips. You should be on the next episode of Jersey Shore because that's the cool thing. Watching retarded 20-year-old kids get blasted out of their freaking minds and getting drunk. Wow, that's so awesome. Congratulations. Well, what expiring is that? Yeah, I'm throwing rocks at the things that some of you watch on television because it's trash. I'm not going to say you're going to burn in hell for watching it. No, it's not a sin to watch Jersey Shore. How dumb is it, though? God's not going to look at them and say, did you have a blast at the store, dude? He's going to say, did you know me? And I'm speaking loud. I'm speaking boisterous because I'm serious about this stuff. When I got saved as a Christian, I didn't go to church and sit on my butt and play fake. Because some of us in this room, when we got saved, we didn't have the choice to play fake because God brought us from so much. That man Mike back there, he used to be in drugs. He stood here and told you about that. He's standing today because that Jesus, he picked him instead of the TV. He picked him instead of staying cool with his friends. I love that man back there. He stood up here one night. He poured out his heart to you. It touched me, Mike, for you to do that. I thank you for having the faith to stand and speak your story. I thank you for speaking your story. Because so many people are afraid. They hide behind the name of Christian when it's comfortable and never stand up for them. You go home from your church and you sit and watch smut on TV. You go to your school and you curse God with the same mouth that praised Him on Sunday. God is not appeased with your lukewarmness. Getting back. The world says you should be popular. You should be cool. You need to stop looking at MTV and People Magazine and start looking at the Bible to find your approval rating. Because let me tell you what, one day everything in your life you hold dear in this visible world will pass away and the only thing that will matter is eternal things.
Yeah.
God will not meet you in heaven at the white throne of judgment and say, were you cool? Did you drive a Benz? Did you watch MTV? Did you have people? He will ask you one question. Did you know me? Did you know me? Some are going to say, Father, we did miracles in your name. The sick were healed. He's going to say, but depart from me, for you never knew me. Then he's going to look at somebody and say, Lord, you know, we knew you. We just lived for you. I didn't never do anything for these good people. He's going to say, enter into your rest, good and faithful servant. You want to hear God's voice say, enter into your rest, not depart from me. I'm speaking about scary stuff. I'm speaking about very harsh things. And I'm unapologetic because I'm speaking the Word of God.
Yeah.
I do not come to you. I do not preach things out of some book or what some man says. I speak God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take that. Questionably, why do I read Scripture? Because I base what I say out of that. Only Jesus will take you into His presence without a single fault. Spotless lamb. You can't go halfway with God. We've talked about this 1,000 times. We're closing. We're about to leave. Look on the iPod. Plug it in. There's a song already set up on it. It says, None But Jesus. Bottom of it, like you're plugging in the headphones. It's in the computer. Tonight I've got one question for you. Do you have Jesus? Do you have Jesus? You're feeling beat down. The pills ain't going to fix you. Jesus Christ will. You're feeling lost. Like you need a purpose and a reason. Oprah's not going to tell you the path for your life. Only Jesus will give you direction. You're wondering what your future holds. Stop looking at the paper. And lady, who cares what kind of sorcerer she is? God doesn't care. Start looking to Jesus. Stop looking at MTV and your friends at school for your approval rating, for you have a father that says, in you I am well pleased. He formed you and knit you together in your mother's womb, exactly the way you are, as these two girls spoke about. Tonight I got a question. Do you know Him? Do you have Him? Is Christ your all in all? Stop looking to other things than Jesus. For all you need is Him. Jesus plus doesn't cut it. Jesus alone. I've never talked to you guys like this before. But we can't stop sitting by anymore and saying these things are the answer. No, the world's answer is one. The great physician only has the cure. Not Dr. Phil, Jesus Christ, the only true physician. So tonight, maybe you're dealing with some of the things I talked about. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you have self-image issues. Maybe you're dealing with past hurts, things that happened to you you've never been able to get over. Maybe you're having a struggle being cool at school. Maybe you don't really know who you are. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Because Christ alone is your answer. You can try the pills, you can try the magazines, you can try the TV shows, you can try the Oprah, and it ain't going to cut it. You will be broken alone and in a worse condition than you ever were.